Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as we continue to roll through on a Reaction Monday. Remember, we are out early at 5. D'Amico Ryans, the coach's show, jumps on after we get done, so you may want to stay tuned to hear from that. Normally, Clint, after games, we do the grade for C.J. Stroud, but he was knocked out of this game with a concussion. By the way, we'll give an update coming up here a little bit from D'Amico, the latest on his injury coming up here in just a bit. But let's do it with Nick Cayley, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see some of you jumping on here. What's your grade for Nick Cayley? And they scored 15 points in this game. Zero touchdowns, but they were in the red zone enough. 4 for 18 on third and fourth downs combined. 77 yards rushing, 191 passing, 268 total, 4 sacks, 8 punts, 2 failed possessions from the 1 yard line. But they did win the time of possession battle with 34 minutes. Again, no turnovers in this game. And obviously, there was a huge effect of them losing C.J. Stroud and Tytus Howard in the second quarter. With everything combined there, how would you assess what Nick Cayley did yesterday?
I'd probably go with a C.
I'm in that range too. I see a lot of people texting in with F's and D's.
Yeah,
and
no, look, I mean, sacks didn't become a problem against a team that had the most in the league, I believe. Is that right or no?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, by far.
You know, sacks didn't become a major problem. You know, I thought the things that held him back were obviously the goal line stuff, which, again, I'm on record. Make of it what you will. I think D'Amico has a heavy hand in that. So I don't necessarily, you know, hit him as hard as a lot of people would in that situation. You know, and like I said, this was a game, man, where one or two plays and it's totally different. And if you just look at the scheme up of Christian Kirk over the middle – that Davis Mills misses, man. I mean, that is a monster play in this game that swings it drastically. You know, getting you know, Davis Mills in the game and getting him comfortable. I think the go route to Nico early was a plus. So yeah, look, it wasn't a good game by any stretch of the imagination, but I'll go with a C for two reasons. One, you had your backup quarterback, and two, I think D'Amico Ryans has got a lot to do with what they're doing offensively.
Yeah, I'm going to go C minus. I'm with you. At one point, right, Ed Oliver went out for a second, and Tytus went out, obviously, for the game. So those, like, that was their biggest strength, and you're having trouble against what they call baby J.J. Watt over there.
Yeah.
Old Zach Allen. You were having problems with him to begin with, and then having to deal with those guys and the rest of the crew. So I give him a C minus. Someone said a Z. I wouldn't say that. I tell you, things that I was very, very disappointed in, obviously the one, the goal to go 1 yard line inside the three inside or whatever. You got to hit one of them. Hell, I mean, one of them. You got to figure out something. The other part, man, like we came into this. How Jalen Noel only get 11 snaps in the game, man? How does that happen? How did he only get 11? And I said it to you last week. I was like, have we reached a point where we think he should go past Christian Kirk? As I just said, nothing about what he has done says to me, yeah, man, he needs to see less time. And then, I mean, 11 snaps. I mean, his involvement in that game was really only going to be on the return game, and he returned one to the 50 to give them good field position. So that part bothered me and annoyed me. And again, like you said, some of the small stuff of the Dory in the game late and what they were doing things. But, yeah, I can't. I mean, that completely shifts your whole game plan when you're facing an elite defense and you have the drop-off with the quarterback and your best offense lineman out at the same time. So I'll go C-minus, but I don't like the Jalen Noel situation.
I don't like any of it. I mean, Christian Kirk had a nice little presence there in the first half, and clearly it didn't work out for four quarters and didn't help us win a game to really any degree. But the first couple of drives, I think he was instrumental in. But I don't know that would have changed the game, right? But to your overall point, I think is just again. Overthinking these things.
But clearly they came into the week with the game plan of like he's just not going to be
on the back
involved.
Burner. He was going to be returning on the back burner, yeah. No question.
Yeah, that was rough. Text line coming in, I give Kaylee a C. Davis Mills and the run blocking were the biggest issues I saw. Play calling wasn't the issue. Oh, I don't know about it. I think it all was. If not an F, then a low D. The lack of efficiency in the red zone to me makes a lot of that. Yeah, I mean it was rough. I mean it was absolutely. I mean you look at that. I mean 3 for 17 on third down, can't get the ball in from the one, no matter what you do. Yeah, it was rough.
Just to put it nicely.
to put it mildly. But like this would be an F-tastic. Hey, we got to go and change coaches and change play callers if CJ and Titus didn't get injured, if that's what it looked like last night. But I think that plays a major, major part in it, obviously.
Yeah, I'd love to lean into the injuries. I would love to lean into Nick Kaylee. But the reality of it is it's more of the same, guys. It's more of the same.
Just a little worse looking because of the talent drop.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, a little bit worse. All right, coming up, we'll let you hear the latest on C.J. Stroud and where he is concussion-wise, and we'll hear D'Amico's comments on that hit and the comparison that many people are making. We'll discuss that coming up.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.